Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Three police officers have been shot in southwest Michigan as they responded to a home invasion. WWJ's Beth Fisher with the Live and Local update, Beth.
Tom, those officers rushed into the home in Comstock Township, that's east of Kalamazoo, when they heard a gunshot last night. The suspect had shot and killed one of the hostages, the homeowner. The suspect then shot three officers, but Kalamazoo County Sheriff Richard Fuller says they were not seriously injured, that they've either been released from the hospital or will be this morning. The suspect tried to get away but was arrested. One of the officers shot is with the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, and one is with Michigan State Police. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
We are expecting to get more information later this morning on the person who was killed in that horrible, fiery crash on M53 in Macomb County yesterday. Police tell WWJ the driver crossed over the median just north of 26 Mile and hit a sign. The vehicle burst into flames. At this time, it's believed only one person was in the vehicle. The victim's name has not yet been released.
An apartment fire over the weekend claims a life of an Oakland County woman. Fire crews responded to that call just before 11 o'clock on Saturday night at the Bloomfield on the River apartment complex on Telegraph near Huron, where an unresponsive female was found inside in a unit. The Oakland County Sheriff says the 61-year-old victim likely started the fire as a result of smoking, careless smoking. An investigation continues.
Presidents and bargaining chairs at the UAW's Fiat Chrysler locals are getting ready to head to Detroit this week to go over a tentative new contract. Here's our Autobeat reporter, Jeff Gilbert.
These are the people who would have the best idea of what their members will or won't accept. And there's more sensitivity at Fiat Chrysler because of all the issues surrounding the last contract talks, the union corruption scandal, and the fact that Fiat Chrysler workers turned down their first tentative deal back in 2015. The union is already touting new investments and new jobs. There are reports of $9,000 signing bonuses, but make or break could be how it handles temporary and lower paid in progression workers. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
WWJ News Time 607. A holiday tradition more than 100 years old in Detroit picks up again today. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live in local downtown with the latest on Operation No Kitty Without a Christmas. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Tom. We're talking about the Goodfellows, and they've been around since 1914. Well, today, one of the biggest fundraising projects for the Goodfellows, the old Newsboy Goodfellows Fund, that is. Yeah, you're right. No Kitty Without a Christmas. And that will mean that the members of the Goodfellows, as well as Detroit Police and Fire, will be handing, well, he's selling newspapers, Detroit News and Free Press papers. Marshall Hunt, he's the president of the Detroit Goodfellows. He talks about the No Kitty Without a Christmas and the different gift boxes that kids in need can get.
So we have elementary school children evaluate the packages each year. Clothing, hygiene kits, books, dental kits, and a little bit of candy too, and a few toys, but it's really pushing the clothing and educational items now.
And those packages will be distributed to about 30,000 kids in Metro Detroit. Reporting live here downtown, Midtown actually, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Are you ready to get on your phone to do some cyber shopping, holiday shopping today? It is Cyber Monday. A lot of people trying to sniff out those Cyber Monday deals. Bridget Carey is an editor with CNET.
For anyone who is doing a lot of shopping at work, just be aware that a lot of employers now do monitor what you're doing on your computer. And they might not mind a thing or two that you're buying, but if you're doing a lot of shopping, you know, keep it on your cell phone or tablet maybe just to be on the safe side so your boss doesn't get too upset.
But if you're doing a lot of that cyber shopping, Carrie says sites like Camel, 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 and Honey can give you pricing history and extra discounts at checkout to make sure your Cyber Monday deals are actually deals, that they're actually worth it.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, especially at the Rensen, with the return of the Holiday Headquarters pop-up shops beginning today. Marketing coordinator Leah Stapleton says this will be the fifth year that holiday shoppers can find an array of unique gifts among the 30 shops inside Tower 300.
They can also visit Santa, who will be visiting this year. He will be here until December 23rd, Monday through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Jefferson Lobby.
Holiday Headquarters open weekdays 11 to 5 through December 20th.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.